Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker is in theaters. That is confirmed. I went on my way to work last night to see it. I'm still jealous, though, of my colleague Mandalit Del Barco, who earlier this week got to cover the film's premiere on Hollywood Boulevard.
At the premiere, the franchise's original droid C-3PO and R2-D2 arrived in style.
Hello. Okay. Come along on.
Then the roly-poly droid BB-8 and its small new sidekick Dio rolled by.
Excited for the movie?
The droids in the Star Wars universe come in many shapes and sizes. Some are diplomats, scouts, spies, or nannies. Others are mechanics, surgeon's assistants, pilots, or even assassins. At the premiere, actor John Boyega, who plays the stormtrooper-turned-resistance fighter Finn, and Doug Cheng, who oversees designs for all of Star Wars, talked about their favorite droids.
BB-8, because BB-8 can move with you anywhere. I'm sure there's some other capabilities. I'm sure there's a USB dock in there.
The R2-D2. He has such charm, and you know, there's so much depth to him.
Cheng is vice president and executive creative director at Lucasfilm.
I love droids because, I mean, you can really imbue them with a lot of character traits in terms of how they look, how they perform, how they speak.
J.J. Abrams directed and co-wrote this final film. He says he admires George Lucas's template of the hero's journey, accompanied by many allies, including droids. Each has their own personality, at times offering comic relief.
The fun of the droids, first of all, because they're not human, the audience, I think, connects with them strangely, perhaps even in a deeper way. And I think that there's something about having R2 not speaking a language any of us can understand that makes that dynamic particularly funny.
For The Force Awakens, Abrams came up with the idea and design of BB-8. For this film, Abrams lent his voice to the character Dio, a puppy-like droid who was mistreated in the past. Abrams says droids are so key that in the original 1977 movie A New Hope, R2-D2 and C-3PO were the very first characters shown on screen.
Did you hear that? They shut down the main reactor. We'll be destroyed for sure. This is madness.
These characters were the way in, and you know, you were laughing with them before you were screaming about Vader. You know, these were the characters that told you this is going to be fun. And 3PO's never had a role in Star Wars quite as extensive and important as he does in this film.
British actor and mime Anthony Daniels plays C-3PO, a gold-plated protocol droid programmed for human-cyborg relations.
I am fluent in over 6 billion forms of communication and can readily...
Splendid.
C-3PO eventually upgraded to 7 million forms of communication. Despite his offended British butler demeanor, Daniels says he wanted to make him relatable.
He is an archetypal common man. He is the put-upon, powerless creature that must go through life, existence, whatever, being dealt blows by forces far greater than he will ever wield himself.
Over the years, C-3PO has endured many indignities. Despite his character's bickering with R2-D2, the actor, Daniels, says he enjoyed improvising with his friend's robotic baby gurgles and bleeps.
Droids are fun and they can be cheeky and wibble about and almost like having a pet on the set, you know. There is something intrinsically attractive about most droids, not all of them.
Daniels remembers the first day of filming Star Wars in 1976 on location in the Tunisian desert that doubled as a planet Tatooine.
It was gruesome. My first experience with a suit, we were in a really weird place, everything went wrong, nobody believed in what we were doing, except George Lucas. But working with Mark Hamill was a sweet experience.
Now that the Skywalker saga is ending, Daniels is nostalgic. He's the only actor who has been in all 11 Star Wars movies.
What are you doing there, 3PO?
Taking one last look, sir, at my friends.
And in the words of one of his old friends, General Leia Organa, never underestimate a droid. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.